The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Sharks could have won it by a final score of 3-2, a big-time bounce-back victory after a disappointing 6-2 loss against Milwaukee yesterday. The Barracuda come back, and really from wire to wire, they were the better team tonight, and they get a well-deserved win, their second win of the year. In the process, they snap a three-game losing skid. They are now 2-2 on home ice on the young season. They are 2-3 overall. Milwaukee suffers its first regulation loss. They are now 2-1-1 on the season. The Admirals absolutely red hot throughout the weekend on the power play, and they would open the scoring at 7:37 in period number one. Ryan Ufko scored yesterday in the win for Milwaukee, would get things started and give the Ads a early 1-0 lead. Ufko's second from Lucchini and Rolston at 7:37. Run down though by Rolston, worked up high to the point for Ufko. Ufko now up top. Lucchini, big rebound, they score. Off the left pad of goaltender Skark. Ryan Ufko is able to bury the rebound, and it's a power play goal for the Admirals with 12:23 left here in this first period. Ufko had 3 points last night, and he's got the game's opening goal. Barracuda still yet to score a first goal in a game through their first five of the regular season. Ufko gets things started for Milwaukee. Time of the goal at 7:37. But the Barracuda would answer back. Ethan Cardwell, a simple yet effective play. From an angle, he puts a backhander through the five hole of goaltender Magnus Crona to tie things up in the first period. Quinone second at 13:20. Cardwell second at 13:20 from Quinone in Huntington. And we were all level at 1-1 in the first. Group they had yesterday, aside from the swap of the goaltenders, but Roos now in for O'Hara. Here's a backhander. It finds its way through on Crona as Ethan Cardwell has tied it up. Kind of an innocent backhand bit on net by Cardwell, and Crona almost looking straight ahead, thinking Cardwell was going to try to find someone in the slot. And he was cheating a little bit, and Cardwell sneaks a cheeky one through his five-hole to tie this game up. Ethan Cardwell with a great finish. Quinone and Huntington pick up the assists, and that would be the only two goals of the opening period. We would go into the intermission all tied up at 1-1. Barracuda out shooting Milwaukee in that first 13-6. San Jose going 0-for-1 on the power play. Admirals going 1-for-1 in that opening 20 minutes of play. But in the second, special teams would start to turn in San Jose's favor. And on the power play at 13:12 of the second period, Luca Quinone from the points would siphon one through to give his team their first lead. And for Quinone, his second power play goal of the year. It comes again at 13:12 from Afanasyev and Quentin Musty. But alive, feeds for Afanasyev behind the net, skates to the near side wall. Igor Afanasyev up top for Quinone. Quinone, wrister, they score! Luca Quinone from the point, it's a power play goal, and the Barracuda have their first lead of the weekend. Welcome back, Luca Quinone. Great finish from Quinone. So dynamic on the power play. His second of the season. Barracuda up 2-1. Unfortunately for Quinone, he taketh and then he giveth away. Unintentionally, he blew a tire late in the second period. Oasis Weisblatt jumped over the sprawled out Quinone, picked up the loose puck, busted in on net and roofed one to tie things up. Time the goal for Weisblatt, his second of his pro career and second in his many games, comes at 18:55, and we were all tied up at 2-2. Just a check on Quinone, and now Thompson will feather the puck back to center. Quinone blew a tire. Weisblatt has the puck near side, shoots and scores. Oasis Weisblatt has goals in back-to-back games. Unfortunate for Luca Cagnoni. Took a sharp turn. He blew a tire, and Weisblatt goes upstairs, and we're all tied up at 2-2. So Weisblatt finishes it off with 1:05 left in the second period, and we would go into the intermission all tied up at 2-2. Barracuda would outshoot Milwaukee in that second period by a count of 12-7. So they were outshooting them through two periods, 25-13, yet we were all tied up at 2-2. So we would enter the third even, and who would get that oh-so-important go-ahead goal? It would be the Barracuda. Back on the power play. Power play was clicking all night long, and they would cash it again. Kind of a scrambly play off Afanasyev with the initial chance, but it ends up being Colin White who puts home the game winner. San Jose's third goal. It's White's first of the year, and it comes at 7:08. Chernyshov and Afanasyev, the assist. He'll wrist the puck down and deep. Marino back to get it. Far side, skipped over his blade, pulled in White. Up top, Cagnoni. Cagnoni holds, shoots, save made, big rebound. Chernyshov centers in front. Afanasyev, White, score! A couple bits at it, and Colin White buries it. It's a power play goal, and the Barracuda are back up by one. That was all San Jose would need. They'd outshoot the Admirals in all three periods, including the third, 14-9. Colin White's first of the year, San Jose's third of the night. It would give the Barracuda a 3-2 lead, and they would hold on for the 3-2 victory. Jakub Skari picks up his second win of the year. He makes 20 saves. Magnus Crona, the losing goaltender. Crona made some very solid stops. It felt like the score could have been much more drastically in the favor of the Barracuda had it not been for a solid night of goaltending from the former Barracuda netminder. Crona suffers the loss in his season debut, makes 36 saves on 39 shots as the Barracuda snap a three-game skid with the 3-2 win. And it was almost like two different teams compared to last night to tonight. And that's a good sign if you're John McCarthy, trying to get a pulse of your team early in the season, to see them bounce back in the fashion they did. That's a very encouraging sight for the DNA and makeup of this team. Final shots, 39-22 in favor of the Barracuda. Barracuda finished the game 2-for-5 on the power play. Milwaukee, they go 1-for-2 on the advantage, as the Barracuda pick up the 3-2 win. Let's go over our three stars. The number three star is Igor Afanasyev. Picks up his first 2 points as a member of the Barracuda. Both assists, also had 2 shots on net. He is the number three star. Luca Cagnoni didn't play last night. He returns back to the lineup tonight, and man, was he a factor. He is the number two star. Cagnoni, goal and assist, 9 shots on net for the sophomore defenseman. He is the number two star all over the ice all night long. And the number one star, the veteran Colin White, off to a great start. He gets the game-winning goal. Was a minus one. Goal came on the power play. Had the 1 shot. It finds Paydirt. He is the number one star. Game late tonight, 2 hours, 33 minutes, 2,877 sod here at TechCU Arena. So the Barracuda pick up their first ever win against Milwaukee at home in 3 attempts, and they split the weekend series against the Admirals after a loss last night 6-2. They win tonight 3-2. These teams will not play again until March 6th and 7th to wrap up the season series. Those two games will be in Milwaukee. That does it for our broadcast coverage. We'd like to thank everybody who joined us tonight. Whether you listened or you watched, we sincerely appreciate it. And we hope you join us again on Wednesday as the Barracuda hit the road for one game. They'll take on the San Diego Goals at Pajanga Arena. We will be on the air at 6:30 on the Sharks Audio Network with CUDA Countdown for a scheduled 7 o'clock puck drop. For the entire Barracuda organization, I'm Nick Nolenberger, reminding you again of tonight's final score. The Barracuda 3 and the Admirals 2. Until Wednesday, we'll say so long and good night from TechCU Arena.
You've been listening to San Jose Barracuda Hockey. San Jose Barracuda Hockey is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, by TechCU, by Bloom Energy, by DEFCON, and by Royal Coach.
This broadcast is the exclusive property of the San Jose Barracuda and the Sharks Audio Network. Any reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions, accounts, or depictions of this game without the express written consent of the San Jose Barracuda and the American Hockey League is strictly prohibited. All rights reserved.